have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. My name is Jay Cranda, and I'm with the lovely Nils Smith. Hey, Nils, we're in kind of an odd situation right now because
Because you called me lovely to start.
Well, I called you lovely, but that's okay. I feel like my angle right now makes me look very weak. I don't understand. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm so chilled right now that it looks like it's exaggerating my tiny arms. regardless of that fact, our baseball teams are at odds right now.
We are at odds because my Astros are one game up on your Angels at the time of this recording, which is on Friday.
We're recording on Friday. So by the time this goes live, it will be decided, right?
I think it will be decided.
Yeah, because we only got like 3 or 4 games left. So yeah. I am predicting, unfortunately, a choke of the Angels. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like Texas, as a state, you know, you guys have really good odds, just like California. There's always a good chance that you are in the postseason. And you guys are just, you know, outside of the Spurs, you guys are terrible. So I'll let you guys have whatever you need.
Yeah, you know, I feel like the Astros are falling apart, though. Their bullpen is weak. And so I would almost bet against the Astros as an Astros fan. So we're kind of betting against our team. So hopefully I'll be wrong.
I did not appreciate your late night tweet back to me. So
yeah, so Jay's texting, you know, trash talk after a loss last night on Twitter. And this is the beauty of Twitter, because you could have sent that privately, but you sent it publicly, and so I had to do a screenshot of the losing score.
The losing score in the Rangers clinching the division. So that was very You know what? This is the thing. As a Laker fan, I don't care if we're good or bad. I'm just always know that we're great. So it just doesn't matter. Regardless of the fact, our topic this week came from somebody who tweeted us a question. So we always are very grateful for people who respond to us and engage in the hashtag SMC podcast. The question was regarding something very practical, something that we have talked a little bit about because we've experimented even with this podcast taking over from TJ, about how can churches leverage podcasts and what's kind of some tips for churches as they're thinking about podcasting, as they're getting started. So Nils, why don't you kick off? What are some things that you would recommend to churches on how to leverage podcasting wisely?
Yeah. So, and I want to just highlight Brent Demler from Phoenix City, I think is where Brent
Phoenix
is from.
City feels like a fake city, but go.
Yeah. And it's not Phoenix. It's spelled different. So anyways, Brent, thanks for the question.
Not the hurricane and not the actor.
Yeah. So, I think Jay, you and I have learned a ton about podcasting from this podcast, and it has affected what we're doing at CBC with our podcast. And so one of the things we've learned just trend wise is that podcasting provides an opportunity for people to engage with a form of media passively. And so what I mean by passively is while you're driving, while you're exercising, while you're running, you can listen to it while you do something else. But when it's video content, which is what so many churches are creating and is a great form of content, it is a very engaged form of media. And so when you're watching a video, you're watching and you're listening, you really can't do much else while you're engaged with that form of media. So podcasting provides churches an opportunity to have this media so that people can listen anyone, anywhere. And I think the other beauty is at any time. So you download that podcast and you don't even have to be connected to the internet anymore. You've got that audio file saved to your device so you can listen to it anywhere. So when I moved to New York a year ago, I really began listening to podcasts on the subway because there is no internet and I couldn't even check my email. And so podcasting became a great form of media for me to engage regularly. So I started paying more attention to podcasting. We started doing this podcast and really began to see how to engage that audience, how to market it, how to promote it, and how to get it out there. So one of the things, the biggest shift that we made is the platform we use to host it. So what we had always done at CBC is we used Amazon S3. We had those files up. Amazon S3 is super easy. It's super cheap. But what we never knew is how many people were listening to our church podcast. We honestly, for years, I have no idea how many people had been listening to the podcast. Yeah. So with this podcast, we did something similar. DJ had set up a free hosting and we had some analytics, but it was somewhat limited. And it was great because it was free. We moved to Libsyn and it's, you know, $7 a month, or it's a minimal price from my perspective, to now know how many people are listening, what devices they're on, where they're listening from. It's a great distribution. You can actually embed the audio link to your, you know, within your blog so people can listen on the actual web platform or in iTunes. So I think the number one things that churches that are looking to get into podcasting, look at where you're hosting it and know how many people are listening. Now, there are other options. I hear about Podbean as a great option. We had used Media Fusion before, which is an all-in-one media platform for churches. But I would say Libsyn is, we're very happy with Libsyn hosting.
Libsyn is amazing. I'm trying to get as many people as possible to check that out because I think it's such a standardized. I've talked to three friends and churches that have converted over because of conversations I've had with them, and they've been extremely happy. Data is the biggest thing. You know, we've talked about, you know, offline about different platforms where we're just not sure how it's performing. You know, I think Roku is a big one that, you know, like how, you know, we're on Roku, but how is it doing? And I know a big win that we've had at Saddleback is that we have Google Analytics data. So I'll know like, okay, well, we got 1,200 people there every week. Amazon Fire is one that I have a lot of issues with because we don't have any data currently. Mm-hmm. We're trying to build towards that. But with podcasting, if you get on the right platform, you start off, the data is so huge. And Libsyn just provides a very easy way to know what's working, what's not. You know, we look month to month. So like, you know, the month of September was larger than the month of August for us. And, you know, we had about 500 more downloads. And so that for us is encouragement. And if we didn't have that, we wouldn't know. For example, just to be kind of honest, if we were to based off of, let's say, people that engage on a hashtag, we would kind of go like, oh, this isn't going so well because we're not getting the type of community we anticipate. But we do know that we had close to 5,000 downloads in the month of September. So that's like, okay, great. So that means, and that's 500 more than the previous month. And so we're able to gauge. And so I would say if you're looking at getting on podcasting and, or if you are and you don't have any data, I would definitely explore Libsyn. That's so important. Right off the bat, one of the biggest things I would say is I would have your church and or yourself invest in some premium type of intro outro. I think we've learned a lot through that right. adds a lot to our identity. So we did, you know, we, both of ours was, we wrote scripts and we've changed it. You know, we liked our first one and then we kind of invested a little bit more into it, but we found people on Fiverr. It was very cheap. Our second one was $20.
So we paid $5 and we increased to $20.
We went to $20. Yeah. And we just found an audio recording. And then I found you can literally look at audio recording. You can just like audio recording on Fiverr search. And then you just give them, I think we paid versus how many characters. And so it was a little bit longer. And then I found free music download and I just experimented. And then I put it all together on GarageBand. Because they have editing kind of mode. And so it was super simple. So do that, look, find a voice, somebody at your church, record it, put it together on GarageBand. And
you can actually edit it. So before you started doing it in GarageBand, I had another person on Fiverr where I did podcast editing that I searched for.
Yep.
I would send them the intro outro that another Fiverr person had created. And then I would send them our audio file and they would mix it. They would level our audios and mix it. And I think that adds a lot. So when we talk though about churches using podcasting, I think we immediately think about the sermons. And I think that's content that's already created and has a bigger platform opportunity. I think what's missing though is often the conversation after the sermon. And so one of the things I'm really interested in and excited about seeing is I've only seen it from the Village Church. I'm sure there's others out there, but they do essentially conversation. So it's different staff members or, you know, primarily Matt Chandler. They're at the Village and they'll have a conversation and I don't know if they're talking about their sermon or if they're talking about something else, you know, going on in the life of their church or a hot topic, but they do, it's like a radio talk show, just like this. I think it's the perfect, you know, I see, my wife used to watch Bravo. We don't have cable anymore, but they would have like the talk it over show afterwards, like those reality shows. And then they would, you know, they'd have the conversation, the interviews. I think it's the perfect way for a pastor to say, here's what, you know, on Monday, you did the sermon on Sunday. What's the feedback you got? What are some of the things that you're hoping to hear afterwards, you know, from your sermon and really have a dialogue and a conversation or interview a staff member? I apologize. It's New York. If you hear the sirens.
Is that Law and Order? Are they filming Law and Order? Is it like?
No, it's actually Law and Order. You and I go on tangents all the time. I Periscoped last night. And I apologize if it was offensive. If anyone saw it, but I was taking the subway home. And I Periscoped two drunk people on the subway that were like drinking. They were sharing a 40. And so it was somewhat entertaining. So that was my life.
So no, I'm glad you can have entertainment out of somebody's, you know, terrible debauchery. No, that's great.
Maybe entertainment was the wrong word, but I'll tell you, it was one of my most popular Periscopes.
I bet. And, you know, some of the most popular websites are porn sites. So that's great. You're in the same category. Yeah, no. Wow,
that's convicting. I'll delete that Periscope. Let's get back to podcasting. Okay, so the other thing we've learned is the important thing, and if people are watching the video, we both have microphones right here, is when I used to do podcasts and I'd be a guest, I would just use the headphones, my iPhone headphones, and those were functional to hear. But the investment of, you know, a $50, $100 microphone goes a long way to creating good audio. So when recording a podcast like this or any kind of audio, like an audio intro, getting a good microphone goes a long way.
Yeah, so like getting like a Blue Yeti or like I have a Samson meter mic something. Right. Also finding a regular system to record. So we use Zoom.us to record. Yep. They have a record feature and they output a video file or just the MP, the audio file that you can upload directly to Libsyn or whatever provider. You can use Skype recorder software. You can use screen capturing. ScreenFlow is one that you can do for if you want to do FaceTime. There's tons of ways. But, you know, you got to figure out the mic. You got to figure out the recording feature and the uploading software, whatever you're going to use the system. But ultimately, you know, I think the biggest thing, and this comes with anything you're doing online, if it's from blogging or podcasting, you got to figure out your regular flow, how you're going to record. And I think this is where people just – churches, individuals, people go to die. You know, I was just talking to my brother about this, who he blogs, but he has like an inconsistency. He has a huge audience, but he kind of goes hot and cold. So yeah. I think as a church, what I love what you said, the idea of kind of doing the post service and or just uploading your services, is that set your regular weekly deal. Like, okay, we're going to upload our weekly content, you know, every Sunday evening.
Right.
Or Monday evening. And then you could do, you know, every Tuesday, we're going to have a post-service discussion that we upload. Right. You know, make your first couple weeks very simple. You know, maybe you're not going to do a bunch of graphics. Maybe you're not going to do all this stuff, but you're going to just set the standard that you're going to deliver. And then you empower somebody. And then I would tell any church, once you have that weekly setup, even my old church, my church of 600 that, you know, I'm still engaged with, you know, they had a volunteer upload that content every week. You know, that's easy stuff. Empower a team, somebody who's excited about this, you know, pick somebody who's into a podcasting that can take this over. You know, you got to think about scalability, and that starts with empowering somebody to get it up. Because the big thing with podcasts, especially with iTunes, is that once you get that subscribe, people, it automatically downloads to their phone. And that means you have a community there engaging. So just commit to it. Make it part of your day. And trust me, it will pay off. It's so huge. Podcasting is such a great way to engage people, encourage them, and or ultimately, you know, to do that thing that you're helping people become followers of Jesus by giving them content that's easy to access and, you know, get into their ears and ultimately, you know, encourage some kind of life change.
Yeah. When we've seen in this podcast, we've seen our traffic double over the last 6 months or so. And a lot of that is the consistency. Mm. You and I are here, you get feedback, you know, almost daily from different folks that are listening to the podcast. And so it's been rewarding for us to make this time investment to do this and be consistent with this and to share, you know, social media advice with as many people as possible. So we found this to be a great medium. I don't think this medium is going to slow down anytime soon. I think it's honestly going to replace AM radio in many ways as Apple moves into the dashboard on cars.
Yeah.
It's basically like the Netflix of audiophiles podcasting.
So
we all have that opportunity to be a part of that stream and feed.
Let's do this. Let's just list some of our, like, and this will just be, you know, there's good and bad here, and disclaimer, they're not all these podcasts are going to be Christian. But you know, a great way to get encouragement and get off the ground is to check out people that are really rocking it. And so, right off the bat, so I'm going to list some podcasts I listen to, and then these are things that you can check on the iTunes store and kind of explore a little bit more. And then Niels, I would love for you to share some podcasts you listen to.
Yeah.
I know you listen to The Village, or you talked about The Village Church. You know, they definitely have a great podcast.
And they just call it the podcast show.
Yeah, they have the Village Church podcast show, and then they have the Village Church sermons. I think obviously Pro Church podcasts, Brady.
Yeah, with Brady.
The Startup Podcast is a great encouragement one. You know, their first season is amazing.
It is.
I check out occasionally the Tim Ferriss show. He's the 4-Hour Work Week. He's an interesting guy. Disclaimer, he swears a little bit.
A lot.
A lot. He's an eccentric guy. The Gary Vee show is great.
Yeah, more cursing.
Yeah, more cursing.
But great stuff for social media.
Sports people, I'm huge into Bill Simmons. He just relaunched. You know, he was like, he got fired by ESPN, and now he's on with HBO. So he just literally on August 1st had his first show, and he's already uploaded three shows. And so I've listened to all three because I'm really – I read the Book of Basketball, and then, those are ones that pop off that I engage regularly with. How about you?
Anything? Yeah. You know, another one that I really recommend listening to is Serial, Serial. So there's no new ones there, but Serial made podcasting huge.
Yeah.
They invest a ton of money into it, and it's really high quality broadcast. So check that out. Andy Stanley Leadership Podcast is probably the one I've been listening to the most for years.
Yeah.
Just like the minute I get it, I've got to stop whatever I'm doing and listen to that podcast. I like, you know, Michael Hyatt's got a good podcast I listen to regularly. Let me scroll up here to the top. Vander Blumen Search Group just released one. It's called Vander Blumen Leadership Podcast, and that's a great one. And then my friend Terrace Crawford hosts This Week in Youth Ministry podcast, and that's a great podcast as well for youth pastors.
Yeah, I love it. Well, with that, you know, so just summary, check out Libsyn as a provider if you're kind of thinking about it. Explore, get a pretty good USB kind of mic that you can record. Check out Zoom.us recording feature. I would just say set it up and try it out. It exports pretty easily. And then as stuff is going, if your church is starting up, if you got any questions, use the hashtag SMC podcast and or ask us anything, you know, we'll engage. With that, Niels, I know we got a new exciting thing that you're launching that you're a part of. I would love for you to share with the community about that.
Yeah. So I've got a social media tool I've been working on for several months. You and I have talked about it in the past, using Crowdfire and using kind of the copy follow techniques to grow your Twitter and Instagram accounts. And so I have used Crowdfire for about 2 years on my account. People are always asking me, how do you have 90,000 Twitter followers? And I'm like, well, because of Crowdfire, you know, and it's a very manual process. But what I've done is I built a team of people that are using Crowdfire for me and to my clients and my friends and, you know, helping people grow their Twitter following and letting them focus on the message rather than growing their platform and their following. So we created a solution called Amplify Social Media. And so if you just go to amplifysocial.media, we're now making that service available to anyone. And so we've got a free 7-day trial available on there. And we've got, you know, an elite service where we'll do Twitter and Instagram. So whatever your need is, if you want to grow your Twitter following or your Instagram following, we'd love to help you do that. So just go to amplifysocial.media and we've got that solution there available.
Sweet. I love it. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to be, I'm going to be recommending that to a lot of different people. So, and I'm a huge Crowdfire fan too. I was actually just helping out somebody get started, and I was trying to explain it. And I feel like your area, this new service is going to be a huge need, because I think Crowdfire is great, but it can be time intensive. And so to provide a way to automate it on some level, I think makes a lot of sense. So check that out. With that, you know, thanks again for listening. Check us out on socialmedia.church to check out the full show notes and or any links and things that we talked about. And you make sure you use the hashtag SMC podcast to engage with us on social media. Thanks again for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.